Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today, you guys, we are here with the amazing author of Pretty Little Liars, creator of our world, Sarah Shepherd. Thank you for coming back again today, Sarah.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited because, like, we were talking about it. And the last time that we got to sit down and talk with you, we were talking Nowhere Like Home for our summer book club. And it was not really, like, we talked about Pretty Little Liars because how could we not, but it wasn't super focused on that. And I hadn't finished show yet. It was at a time when I was convinced Mona was dead. And Phoebe was, like, working really hard to make me believe that Mona was actually dead. And Sarah, you were like, well, just remember, like, she's in The Perfectionist. And I was because I just wanted her to be alive so bad.
She dies, like, many times. It's like her and Allison. It's just like, what? I mean, it's hard to keep track of how many times they're presumed dead or actually in a coffin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Allie literally being buried alive, like, put in a
And then it's like, what was in the coffin that her mom was like, that's certainly Allison.
And, like, how many different, like, imprisonments can these poor characters, like, I had forgotten, not to jump right into this episode.
Oh,
it had been many years since I saw this, as I'm sure it's, you were watching it for the first time. So I watched it, you know, when it aired, which was 2017. And, I had forgotten that, like, some people were locked up yet again.
Oh, yeah. Well, the beginning scene, I mean, when we get, because there's also the time jump, right? It's a year.
Right.
It's like some stuff has kind of gone down since, you know, season 7, episode 19 and 20. And there's the amazing opening scene where they're in the snow globe and you don't know. And you're like, oh my God, like, they're not being weird about Jenna. And now they're talking about how hot they are, but it's snowing. And, like,
was somebody, like, tap dancing? Was that at the beginning?
Yes. Lucas. Okay. Lucas shows up in a white tuxedo tapping.
And they're like, hey, Lucas.
And they're like, okay, just another day.
It's a fever dream, literally.
I was watching, I was like, what am I watching? And then when it zooms out and it's Mona in Welby with the snow globe, I was like, also, I'm sorry, they are not giving Mona a snow globe and that.
No,
she can shatter on the floor.
Yeah.
The last thing Mona needs.
So episode 19 and 20 were time jumps? Because I did not watch 19. I need to go back and watch the whole thing. But 19 and 20, or was it just 20?
So we had done, I think, season 7 starts in an initial time jump of, like, 5 years after college. That.
Right.
And then we kind of wrap up their lives, episode 19, and they think they've won the board game that AD had been giving them, and they think that it was Mona gets locked up because she admitted to killing Cece, and, like, we're kind of tying all this up. So they, and then Mary Drake is in jail now for Archer's murder, which Mary is sure to throw back in Spencer's face as soon as she can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so at the start of the finale, it's 1 year. Well, we see Mona in Welby.
There was a time,
and then one more year.
I wasn't sure if it was 19 started it. It seemed like 20 started it.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, 20 feels like two episodes also. So
it's
like,
and Allie's got bangs now. So it's definitely been some time has passed.
Right. Very true. Everybody's reuniting and Arya's getting married.
Yes. Mona's out of Welby. She's, like, going to be rehabilitated. So it's such a crazy finale. I did love the way it ended, and we'll get into some of this stuff in a minute, but we were curious, like, when the last time you had seen it. So the last time you watched the finale was when it came out. I'm like,
have you been watching the show, like, live the whole time, or are you kind of going in and out, or did you decide, had you put it down for a while and then been like, well, I'll watch the finale?
I watched it was, like, kind of my job to watch
I bet.
Because it was back in the day when shows, you couldn't stream something. Like, it just, they just came
right.
on.
Yeah.
So everybody sat down.
Yeah.
Those days. But so everybody was sitting down on Tuesday nights. And I had gotten in the habit really early of when the show came out of tweeting about it.
Oh. And that was such a massive.
We're talking about Twitter these days, but like,
at the time,
it was live tweeting. So I would live react.
Yes.
And it became like a huge thing, not because of me, but because of like,
well,
just that's how people watch TV.
Yes.
And you were in this community and then you would repost and then you would, you know, like there were hashtags to follow and whatever. And at a certain point, the Pretty Little Liars the TV people, had like a big room, at the Warner studio or like a building really close to there where a group of like people that worked on the show would sit there and just like watch the show live, but also like be the little team.
Oh my God.
I watched it live, but this is why I need to watch the whole season or the whole series again, because I was so busy looking at my phone and then looking at I missed so much. I missed so many good details. Like some of the outfits, I'm like, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I would have remembered that.
The pug sweatshirt. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, I know. And it's interesting because Phoebe and I were noticing when we were watching, and that is one thing about like, especially for Phoebe doing this recap, we really, like, I feel like there are probably some recap podcasts that don't go like actually second for second and like break down every eyebrow movement of the character. We like got so in the weeds with this that there really
like pages and pages
so
of
much.
Notes while we watch it. It takes us 2 hours to watch
it. So
an
long watching the episodes, we're like writing about everything. And so I can totally imagine that. And in this episode, when Arya has her wedding dress reveal,
we thought
it was weird. Also, that none of the girls, there was no like real excitement
for
the
so
wedding
beautiful.
Dress. Like,
she
like they're
like.
Yeah. And Hannah goes, # Arya's wedding dress. And I was like, first of all, not a Hannah thing to say about a wedding. Like, you'd rather be like, oh my
but
God.
At the time, it probably was.
It was
I was
probably
like,
four
that must
people
have
to
been
be
a
tweeting.
Nod at the tweets that they were putting.
Oh, absolutely.
Was like, you
because
know,
remember?
Like,
oh, wait, you guys didn't watch it live. So,
well, they have on the,
so
on
in
the bottom.
Seasons. Wait, you did. Yes. Phoebe, did you?
I did. Yes. Caroline did not, though.
So do you remember in the later seasons, they would have the little hashtag.
Hashtag
like,
who is A. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Because like, I remember.
They would have little themed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the best thing. I was in, like, I don't remember when this happened, but whenever we thought Ezra was A, when Ezra,
they're
in Ravenswood. Oh. And we see Ezra come in and he like hits the cupboard really hard and he's like so angry that they found him out.
Weird.
And the hashtag that episode was #Ezra with a capital A. But I was out of town for that episode. And you're right. Like you had to watch it live or you missed it.
Or you really
so
missed it. Yeah.
My friends still had their watch party that night and I went on Instagram and I saw all of their posts and their black hoodies.
Ezra
and the captions were just #Ezra with a capital A.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no.
You're like,
way.
What have I missed?
Right.
I just missed every. Last I heard, Ezra was doing great.
Right.
And I was thrilled about it as a 14 year old.
I know.
That's
a crazy thing.
That was a weird path for them to go down.
Mm-hmm. And then to kind of to do that and then be
and
like,
then
but,
be like
but they
forget
are
whatever
still
happened.
Gonna get married.
That's what I like. And we'll talk about that too, because I want to revisit the like 15 year interview that they did where they sort of discussed the Ezria phenomenon. And we'll dive into that. But it is like, it's like they want us to forget this. And it's like, you told us way too much and you did way too much bad stuff with him in that moment for me to like feel comfortable with them moving forward ever. Like, I'm like, I need to see the therapy happen before I could ever get on board with this. You know?
No, I totally agree. Yeah.
Around at the time of the finale, like, what did your involvement look like throughout the show? Like, towards the beginning, I know you were probably pretty heavily consulted, I would assume. And then did that kind of, what did that look like as things went on? Because obviously they decided to kind of go away
like,
on
before
a different
path. They start
path.
Kind of branch off. Like, after Ian dies, right? That's sort of where they started to...
Yeah, but strangely, there was a huge twin reveal in the
book. Yeah. Yes, Courtney and Allison.
It kind of came around.
Right.
So by this episode, and this was like the very last one, and I didn't know this was happening, and I was like, oh my God, they actually did it.
<You're> like,
so, And then I was really it, like I was super into it. So they picked, it was a pick and choose kind of situation where I think they read all of them, or they read a good deal of them. At least the first eight. Although actually my team wasn't called the A team. I forget what my team was called. But you know, like Allie did work with somebody.
Oh,
but like
cool.
It was very different. Like it was just It was very like they used what they wanted from the books, and I was fine with it. Even in the beginning though, they used the books and kind of took it in their own direction. And I was not really consulted, although I was on really good terms with everybody in the show, and I made it a point to go out there a couple times a year while they were filming, not to be like, what are you doing?
Right.
But just to like, be like, hi.
Yeah, so cool.
This is cool.
It was so
fun.
It was the best, you know, and just to sit on the set and see. And I didn't get a lot of scripts. I probably could have. I mean, what's funny is with that the next the original Sin, like they sent them all to me way ahead of time.
Really? Wow. Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, so like, which is, I'm like, sure, I'll read these, but pretty
That's
little, like
so
the
funny.
Original show, I didn't see them ahead of time. I think there was like maybe one I saw ahead of time, and I don't remember why. In fact, I was getting, with the whole like CC reveal, I didn't know that was going to be the answer, and I was like tweeting or something or writing some kind of post somewhere about some very close approximation to like, it was pretty close. My theory was like a guess, but it was like close enough where they actually said, can you please take that down? Like people are going to think that you knew and that you're spoiling it. And that you're, and I was like, oh,
you're like, actually, well, it would be close if I did know, considering I kind of created this world, but okay.
Yeah, no, but I was surprised. And that's, yeah, I mean, so I don't even remember the beginning of this question, but like, yeah, no, I watched them, I'm pretty sure I watched them all. Like I had to watch, like one time I had food poisoning and it was I was in the hospital. I was in the emergency room. But I'm like, I have to watch Pretty Little Liars. Like, I have to do it.
Like, turn it on the TV.
All the nurses are coming in. They're like, we don't normally get to watch this on our shift. This is literally, that's so funny.
You need a CT scan. I'm like, no.
Like, I don't have time. Maybe on a commercial break. Like,
yeah. And it was like it was an important episode because it was the Mona reveal. Oh. So it was probably like season 2.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the best
episodes
of
the whole show. That and the pilot,
that was so good. That was pretty close to the books, I feel like.
Right.
A lot of the early ones were pretty close to the books, which was really fun. And then it went on this weird,
convoluted journey.
I don't know what happened.
Oh my God. Well, that is so funny that you tweeted like, pretty close, because first of all, it's like, how could anyone guess anything that was going to happen? But like, your brain was so wired for that.
I
you're like,
remember what it was. I could probably, it's funny because I was looking, I think I've kept a lot of emails from that time, and I was looking for something else, and I was like, oh my God, it was from like 2005 or something.
Wow.
But I'd love to know what I, like exactly what I said. There have been a couple times where they were like, just be quiet, please.
Like,
and it was
my God.
The other one was early when the show came out. I think I talked about this the last time I was on. I expressed my, like, how I didn't exactly approve of Ari and Ezra being a couple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we want to talk a lot about this.
I was like, it's not in my books. I just want you to know that, like, they're a
couple.
Just
want to be clear.
And then, like, we realize that it's wrong.
Yes, exactly.
So, like, I didn't condone this. Yeah, so, and then I got a call from, I think, my agent, and she's like, you can't be out there saying that. I'm like, why?
You're like, about the book I wrote?
It's just
like,
your book.
Yeah, it was right when the show was coming out. Or maybe it wasn't even my agent. It might have been, like, somebody from... ABC Family or somebody from Warner. I can't remember who it was.
They were like,
that is wild. And, for that relationship's defense, it's kind of a crazy.
They're
crazy
like, Ezria is our cash cow.
Things were different back then. I mean,
well, it's totally. So true. I mean, it's so true. Like, watching, going back and watching this, the number of relationships, too, that like, that are also like, you know, obviously we spend time talking about how Ezria and Arya, like, it's inappropriate. There's the age gap, there's the power dynamic,
and there's
et cetera.
The teacher.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a
but the other ones, it's like.
You add in like the Ian, Spencer, Allison, like Allison fully, like, I'm pretty sure in the show it's implied she has an abortion with Detective Wilbon, right? Like, I'm like, what? Like, and those things, like Ren, like, there are just some things that they just kind of like brush over.
Well,
and then
like,
the one, yeah.
Even the like sex.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. The bedsheet moment with Arya.
Yeah.
And she's a high schooler.
It's crazy.
Well, I guess by that point, she's not. Right.
I
guess,
know, in the finale,
but there's a
it's
dream
kind of a
where
callback
she's, to, yeah, there's a dream,
yes,
though.
That's right.
A time when
yes.
she does do it.
Yes.
And it's in that dream, she's having a dream that she's with Ezra, and then she turns
and
over, and it's another
that's
adult.
Right.
And they're both in bed together, and she's like, okay, gotta go to chemistry, like, wakes up, and she's like, dad's like, Arya, time to go. Yeah, it's so
yeah.
funny. And I remember watching that and being like, okay, so I'll probably fall in love with my English teacher in high school, and, like, that's probably just, like, what people do. Like, I was like,
I mean, that
I
pilot
could have fallen
scene
head, hook, line,
with
sinker.
Ian Harding and Lucy Hale, when they meet in the bar, and they go to the bathroom, like, being in middle school and watching that was like,
Phoebe was like, well, that's what it is, I guess.
Yeah, like, but that's almost believable. But that and then, yeah. but so then he turns out he's your teacher, and it's like,
yeah.
oh god.
Well,
and you know, then it's awkward. But then, like, even if you pursued it a little, I think what was in the books was enough. Like,
I agree with you. Totally
yeah.
agree with you.
I stand by that.
I completely am with you on that. I
yeah.
think it's.
And I
crazy.
Think we've all come around to that too. Like, as a, like,
yeah.
all the comments, there's still
well,
some
not everyone.
Pretty angry Ezria defenders. But, like,
there
most
are.
People, I
there
feel
are.
Like the silent majority are like, yeah, that's kind of a bizarre thing that they decided to do for seven seasons of a.
Right.
Especially because in the beginning, when I was like watching it and I had never made it to the Ezra could be a storyline in the show. So, like, when we were getting there, Phoebe and I was like, wait a minute, we're finding out that he knew exactly who Arya was when he met her in that bar. If this storyline is true, that he's writing this
yeah.
book, like, he already knew Allison.
And he had
so
already
he...
pursued Allison, who's also a minor.
Yeah.
He
so
knew
it's
they
like,
were both
so there's no, there's no grace for him. Like, anyone who's like, well, he, and there are still a big group of people that are like, well, he didn't know. And it's like, no, but he, we know that he did according to the show. We know that he did. And that's where it gets so crazy. And like, in this interview for the 15-year anniversary, I think it's Lucy. Lucy is like, I will always stand by their love story. Like, and I see what it did for the show. Like, she says it brought a lot of people in,
yeah.
which is 100% true. Like,
right.
it was a different time and that whatever. And I think Ian and Lucy, it seemed like in their interview, they felt a little bit like they needed to feel responsible
defensive.
For it. And I was like, mm-hmm. you don't, like, no one's blaming you guys for playing the roles that you were cast as and doing the scripts you were given. It's just like, I think now that it's been enough time, we can say, like, that was crazy. We shouldn't have done it. Because Marlene is even like, yeah, and there is a part where we find out that he knew who she was and, like, he knew how old she was. Like, but it's just interesting to hear them be like, well, it's kind of Arya's fault. And it's a kind of like, even now, like, I was just like, oh my God.
That's
so it's such a crazy, but I guess when you are so attached to something and it, like, is responsible for so much of the buzz at that time of the show, you just, because Ian also says something that I know, like, from an acting perspective, it's always true, like, when you're playing a villain, a villain doesn't know they're the villain, you're not supposed to think you're a villain, and so it feels like there's
right.
a lot of, like, justifying that had to happen internally.
Well, I also think that when they started the show, they had no idea their little
yeah.
what was going to happen up there.
Totally,
that
right.
was totally shoehorned in there.
Right.
I mean, no
when
offense.
They couldn't know
no,
that they,
no.
their chemistry also, I think that, I feel like season one, there was still room for it to end up the way that you wrote it in the books.
Yeah.
Where, like, they could have taken it. And
oh,
Ian,
totally.
Ezra
yeah.
could have ended up in jail, but I think that they weren't expecting the chemistry to be so palpable between the
oh,
two
yeah.
of them and for the teenagers to be, like, rabid
yeah.
for them.
I know.
And they were like, well, I guess we got to figure out how to keep this in the show. Right. Their parents are going to be supportive and it's going to be fine.
I think you're totally right. That's how it happened with Toby too. Toby was not supposed to be a character for very long and he's supposed to die.
Right. Well, in the books too, like you have them sort of switched, right? Like Jenna is the victim and Toby is like the bad guy. And
yes.
And so I was curious, like, what are your thoughts on sort of the journey they took him on? Like, what do you think about them swapping Jenna and Toby that way? And then also, like, what do you think about Spoby? Like, how do you, like, that's just not a couple that was even on the table in your book. So, like, but it's such a people are so obsessed.
It's
like,
my
how
favorite.
Do you, what are your thoughts
I, Caroline's on that? A Haleb girl and I'm a Spoby girl.
I liked that change. That yeah. change I did like. And again, like, I think it was just that, like, he's just, he brought a lot to that character. And I think somebody, probably Marlene, even said, like, we did not intend for him to stick around. But, like, I guess that's what you get when people are tweeting about this show and talking about the show. Like, they listened to, like, we love this Toby guy and we want them to end up together and whatever. So, no, I do like them. I mean, I think the love... I like Haleb. I would say Haleb probably is my favorite too. I do like Allie and Emily, yes. although I mean
the divorce.
So yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, I know, but Haleb or the Haleb one, like I and again he wasn't in the books either, but like they are very sweet. They seem like the most like innocent, natural couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree.
And Spencer, I don't know. Spencer and Toby, I'm like, I always saw Spencer was somebody different than that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like more, just like insanely driven. Yeah. I guess that's why she like read in the books. Like he was very driven.
Right, right.
Like, but I did like them and I liked that addition because I liked Toby a lot.
Yeah.
And I liked that Jenna was always... had the potential to be
right
kind of evil and of I course. And I, like they went there. I thought that was fun.
She has like
such
you know,
an interesting arc throughout the whole
yeah
show because she kind of she's kind of a frenemy to the girls, especially we were talking about this last night in the last episode how she kind of is a big reason that they're able to crack this case.
I mean, I'm sorry.
That is not Spencer. Is not Spencer Toby.
I smell her.
I was like, I'm sorry. Toby's in here, like, getting down with Alex Drake and has no idea, but Jenna Marshall, who is blind, can tell. Like, I'm sorry. That on a horse. Yeah, don't forget the horse. I'm like, what? And Jenna just, like, also, she's so. She had, like, this. Let's say we didn't know what was going on with her and Toby in the show before, like that she wasn't being creepy. Like she's got this perfect villain origin story, right? Like being blinded by someone like Allison, like
totally.
She could have just totally, but then it's like, I kind of love that we had this evil, I mean, I hate what it is, but like this evil thing that she did. Cause it's like, she by all accounts appears as a victim, which makes her so much more sinister and evil because she's really a bad person in the show, so it's like all these people feel bad for her and it's like I don't know, like obviously what Allie did was horrible but also Jenna's like a horrible person, so it blurs the line like a lot of what's right and what's wrong, and I feel like that happens a lot with Allison, and I'm wondering like at the finale like we're all just supposed to be like okay Allison is absolved, we're all like happy, we trust her with Emily's heart, with sweet Emily's heart, like we're just like okay, and I don't know, I'm kind of like I still remember, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I still was not
what you did.
Yeah,
he's not entirely sure about the changes that the bringing Allison into the fold and like oh yeah like mm-hmm. we'll always be best friends, like
I don't know, like, it's like I think you're trauma bonded, yeah, but guys, also it's like you're the reason, like you in this show, when we find out that she like really all of it was her own doing, like her just deciding to go missing and all these things, I'm like, okay, so all of this didn't have to happen is what I'm hearing, like all of this that these girls went through and they're still like,
and she still gets out, she doesn't have to end up in the dollhouse at all, like she comes back to Rosewood and it like puts a target on these girls' back and they all have to go to the dollhouse and she gets to just be like out and about slapping Mona here and there, like doing whatever she wants. But yeah. also, while she's gone, I would have a really hard... And I liked the line that I think Ren said to Alex Drake in the finale about, like, Alex, like, you just tell them what you did. Like, they're super forgiving people. And it's true because, like, Allie comes back.
More forgiving, actually.
Allie comes back from, like, her however many years being missing. And she's like, guys, I was doing this to protect you. But it's actually like, no, you weren't. You actually got, like... By Scott free.
And you knew what was going down. You knew what was happening.
You knew what was happening to these groups, protecting them. Okay. Yeah. You dragged Emily out of a barn one time and, like, they were supposed to forgive you. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But wasn't that Mona's kind of, that was like, they used that with Mona too. Of like, yes. No, I'm not the bad guy. I'm trying to get the bad guy. It was, they like have these layers. And I do remember this, like, in the later seasons where, and it was hard to keep track of when you're also tweeting like funny love moments and funny lines where it was like, wait, are you good or bad? Like, why are you being all sinister and like looking over your shoulder and like those weird, like, you know, taking off a Melissa mask?
Oh,
like,
my God, the Melissa mask.
Why?
I know.
They just had to get the Melissa actress in there for a little bit longer. I still don't think she got a good enough of goodbye.
Was there, like one Melissa's second.
In there for like 2 seconds and it's
No, I know. The silicone masks, the whole thing, like, there was just so much of it. I don't even know, but it is true. Like, I do have a little bit of, like, blinders on when it comes to Mona. Because I'm like, I don't forgive Allie for calling Hannah fat. Like, I'm like, Allie, I'll never get over that. But Mona did hit Hannah with a car, and yet I'm like, well.
Oh, I love Mona.
Caroline will forgive Mona for the cupcakes.
Outside
Phoebe, of Lucky Leon's. Don't remind me of
those
that.
Those cupcakes were classic.
Oh my God.
That's like
really
what is a pivotal
one.
Moment, like, as an adolescent watching that. And the fact that there were football players next to Hannah
and
while
they're
she's
snorting
doing
at her. You know how to
like that would that could never go over now. Like that could never be a show.
A lot of Mona's lines too. Like, what is she, her nicknames for people? Like, there's so but it's like, I don't know. There's something about Mona where it's so high camp.
Yes.
And, like, they're not trying to erase it. Like, they're, like, because at the end of it, what it really comes down to with Mona is, you know, Hannah still to the very end is seeing the good in Mona. And she's like, okay, I just am confused because you're still playing the game. And Mona says, yeah, but I'm playing now to beat A. Like, that's why I'm playing it now. I'm using my powers for good. And then our last scene, I'm like, Mona's totally justified because, so I know you've saw it years ago, but I was like, this scene, oh, and I didn't get it right away. Phoebe had to explain it to me, but so they all come into the fake world that Alex Drake has created, the underground Rosewood,
underground
whatever.
Bunker.
Yes.
And Mona's like, I already called the cops, and a cop comes in and takes Alex and Mary Drake away.
Is it that same cop who's always the cop on Pretty Little Liars?
No,
but he was in the finale.
But he did get his moment.
I know. I love that he got his moment. I love that he got his moment.
I love when they just bring that. Like,
he was in season one. Like, he has been like
he's
the cop.
An OG.
He was in my episode.
I loved it.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait, yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, did they ever, was there ever, just quick, was there ever, like, were you ever wanting to do a cameo in the finale, or were you like, I'm kind of good now? Like, I feel like.
Oh, I would have loved to. I don't think they asked me. I was there during the filming of it, though, because were the last days. But
they should have just thrown you in.
You should have been at the wedding. You should have been officiating the wedding.
I don't know why.
Next time.
I don't know why I didn't like. Push
I know because we
out.
Saw Marlene as her little moment. I was like, where's Sarah?
But, I know. I was on it twice. I mean, maybe they're like, we can't give Mrs. Shepherd like yet another job.
You're like, I know she's responsible for really this whole thing, but we can't give her too much.
Could have been like a Sarah mask. No, they needed the Melissa mask.
Wait, yeah, the Sarah mask.
You would have been like, huh. That's the teacher from season one.
Is that the substitute teacher? Yeah.
The news anchor.
Yeah, what could I have done? I don't know. But I love that they brought that cop back. I was like, oh my God, I'm officer, whatever.
It's like so sweet, too, for those characters that aren't in every scene. Like, it's like neat when one, they like, make it happen and make time to be there for something like that. And also, like, you know, that was so cool for him, like, to be in the most iconic show and then, you know, but.
And to be memorable enough that, like, we're like, we know Barry,
you know,
as
first
a
name basis. Yeah, like, he was, but so then at the end, we go to Paris. Mona is working in a doll shop. And the cop that she called walks in. They're dating. They're going to go to dinner. I didn't realize it was the cop. We find out she never called the cops. And we go down in her little bunker, and she's created, like, her own dollhouse for Alex and Mary Drake. And I was like, good for her. Like, and, yeah, that's that actually justice is served. Like, that's...
But then she shows up. Now, I don't remember, like, the logic that maybe this was explained. But she shows up in The Perfectionist.
Okay, so that...
We haven't watched The Perfectionist, so I'm curious.
I watched it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I wonder how they resolve... Because I feel like from what I remember, when it was on ABC Family, it was like Mona was more normal than
she's more normal, definitely,
than she ever was, even when she was like on good terms with everybody in Pretty Little Liars. And Allie and her are like chill.
Like working together. It was really strange.
I just love Mona. But
well, speaking of perfectionists, how did you feel about the Well, how did you feel about the way they took Emily and Allison, I guess, the whole time, like, bringing them together and then bringing them together just to then a couple years later have them divorce?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, okay, so I think that was purely because they couldn't get Shay Mitchell to be a perfectionist.
Yes,
that's what we were thinking. Caroline has a – Caroline was wondering.
Yeah, my take on this is – and this might be a horrific take, and you can let me know, but I'm like – I would have just rather they killed Emily than had them get divorced.
I know. It's right.
You know what I mean? Like, if Shay's not going to do it. If someone
I'm sure they didn't want to do that because they were like, well, what
just
if?
What if? Yeah, leave the door open.
Or something. But yeah. I don't understand why they didn't just have, like, texts from her or something.
I know.
Or, like, fans weren't, like, that was, people were not happy about that.
Well, and it was such an exciting moment too to like have this kind of like love story realized at the end, and especially with it being a queer love story, like it was like
I know.
To make that the one that falls apart, and I get why, but it's like, oh, maybe we just
and then in Original Sin we Ezria is still together, we find out in Original Sin, and like getting ready to have a baby, and it's like
getting ready to have a baby, I think an adoption, right? Because
yeah
so it was gonna be the girl's baby, and she was like, ah, weird vibes from Ezra.
right.
Yeah,
that's
they had
right.
that line in
that's
it.
That's right.
So you saw the scripts for Original Sin. What did you think? We had our take on that. Like, we watched some of it and we liked it, but we were like, this doesn't feel like Pretty Little Liars. Like, it feels like a slasher kind of. Like,
yeah.
In a really fun way, but I didn't feel as much like the tie-in. I guess if it was going to have the name, I wanted it to be more like... tied to the show. I don't know. What did you watch any of it?
I mean, I liked it, but I really liked the characters. I liked that it felt more modern.
Yeah.
It had a very different feel. I liked that the setting was different, but there's something about Pretty Little Liars. Like, watching that finale, I was like cringing most of the time. I was like, oh my god, this is like so embarrassing. The love songs, and the like,
oh my god,
longing looks, and the like over the shoulder, just everything was like, and that was the whole show. Like,
oh,
was,
the
like,
whole show.
No, but it was like so fun. It was so much fun. And all the twists and turns where you're like, are you, no.
I know.
Doesn't even make sense. Really? Like a horse?
Yeah,
to tell.
No,
I'm sorry. That was my favorite part because I had forgotten it. So I was like, oh, well, my God, they really used the like horse, you know.
It's so, and they had to like lay the seeds at the beginning of the episode and be like, and by the way, this horse is really nervous.
Right.
Yep. And we'll know if it's not someone it likes.
Yes.
Okay, noted, I guess.
Oh my god.
It's so funny. It's just such an epic thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but I didn't get that same like just fun from Original Sin.
I thought it was a little darker. A lot of
it was
just
definitely
like,
dark. It just Pretty Little Liars never took itself that seriously, and that I loved that they got that from the books, because that's something that I really enjoyed about writing the books, is that it was this murder mystery and about a serious things, like, you know, bullying and
right,
just, you know, issues with eating disorders and, you know,
right,
am I gay? And like, you know, like family stuff and suicide and all these different things. But like, it didn't take, like, it was pretty goofy too.
It had room for the jokes and the like levity. Yeah.
That's what made it work. That's what made it so like addicting to watch and amazing.
Yeah. And I love that the show, for as like cringy as like a lot of it was, but it was fun. Like, it was okay. It was okay. And it's hard to, it was also like a whole different team of writers and showrunners, like all of that. And, you know, wanted a different vision. But yeah, I mean, it was very unique, and I don't think Perfectionist had it either.
Yeah.
Or Ravenswood, the like,
honestly. Oh, yeah. Ravenswood. I was like, I can't, as a Haylip stan, I can't watch that. I actually can't watch Ravenswood. I'll start crying.
He's cheating.
Because he's cheating.
No, that was bizarre. That was like, what?
And then they had to, when they bring Caleb back and he has to, like, he's being such a jerk forever. And he's like, he's having drinking problems. And Hannah's like, you need to get your act together. And he's like, look, if you saw what I saw over there. Yeah. These fireflies, you would get it.
You would get it.
You'd be just as dark as me.
No, and it's in the 15-year interview thing. I kind of clocked this little moment where, because Ian Harding and Tyler Blackburn both say something about it. And I, like, off screen, like, think both, I love both of these guys. I love their personalities. I think they're awesome. So this is purely just me coming from, like, an acting perspective as someone who's, like, worked with a lot of guys who are actors, and it's so funny because Caleb and Ian were both talking of, or Tyler and Ian were both talking about how they were like kind of like, okay, the show, you know, maybe it's time for like something else at some point during the show. And then they were given these dark, twisty storylines, and they were like, wait a minute, I actually think I can do some real acting here and really make a difference that I'm in. And it's like, they just needed that little, like, okay, we're going to give Caleb a drinking problem. And like, he was like, okay, you know what? I'll stay. Like, I'll stick around. Like, this is something you really might get to
hit a cabinet really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have the chick
just there to take their shirts off.
Right, right.
To be fair, like, I get where they would be coming from with that at that time.
Totally.
All the girls watching.
Oh, yeah.
They took their shirts off probably how many times in every episode? Like, they had to. Like, it was.
And
just...
I think when like Keegan Allen is on the when he's one of the guys, and you're like, they're all such cute guys, but like Keegan Allen is like Abercrombie.
He's actually completely ripped.
Yes.
If I'm showing like up at set on the same day as Keegan and I have to take my shirt off, I'm like, I'm sick. Actually, I like, where's the airbrush artist? Can we get some like abs drawn on here, maybe? Yeah, totally. Oh my god. Well, so we talked kind of about the twin thing, but yeah, in our finale, for sure, we get like multiple little twin moments, obviously, like Allie and Emily have twins, and we've got Mary and Jessica, and we've got Alex and Spencer. And, so I wanted to see, like, did you feel like that? You said you were excited to see it. Did it make it feel like, okay, like we kind of brought it back at the end of the day to where it sort of began, obviously not in the same way, but did you like the way that they kind of took the twin twist and kind of paid like homage to your story?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's what they were doing.
Well, I don't know either. But Marlene was like, we tried to. Yeah, I mean, I was like, there are lots of little twin moments. Still no Courtney. It would have been really neat to have that be the twist. Like, if at the end it ended up that Allie had this twin, I think that
would have been able to absolutely.
She would have been so good.
Bring that down. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, she would have killed it. She would have killed it. I mean, I'll say it, missed opportunity. They should have had the Courtney storyline. That would have been really cool. God. Like, it would have been neat. And I wonder.
Caroline explained that to me as a kid, like, before the show started. Like, she had read the first couple books or whatever. And that's what made me be like, this is a show that I have to keep my finger on the pulse of. Because, obviously, I think I told the story last time. But, like, I would wait for the DVR to show as, like, this had been watched. And then I'd watch it. And it was because of that. I was like, there is something twisted
like,
going on here.
Gold. I need to know
what's going on here.
I was just going to say, like, the whole Courtney Allison thing. I had this whole file, like, it was really hard to keep that straight. I just remember I had this, certain things I need to, like, go back and find, but, like, I had this whole file of, like, you know, when Courtney was Courtney and when Allie was Allie, and then when the switch happened and then like what was happening. Yeah, and it was really fun. Although I like pitched the whole book out of it, which was Allie's. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But I wish they would have. I mean, sticking that Spencer storyline again. It would be very interesting to know, and I don't know this, like, how far in advance they planned some of these.
I've always wanted to know that. Especially with this last one. Like,
for the books, it was like every four books, I had a general idea of like what was going to happen. But then it would like start over and be like, oh God, wait.
Yeah.
And like, I knew that there were going to be four more when I was on like book two. So that was great. Cause I was like, oh, I can like lay all the groundwork here. But like, then when it went past book eight, I was like, oh God, I don't know. I kind of wonder if that's sort of what happened with Pretty Little Liars. Like, did they think it was going to be three seasons, four seasons? And then when it became like vibes,
I got that sense like, after like the CC reveal, I feel like that they were like, oh, you want us to keep going? Like,
be careful what you wish for.
It definitely is that. I mean, even the Ezra thing, it was like, no, that wasn't how he was.
I know. It would have been, and honestly, like, I really liked in the beginning, I was really into Noel Kahn. Like, I really was like, I like Arya and Noel. And we get that episode of them, the test episode where it's raining and they're all like stuck in the SATs or whatever. And Arya and Noel are like singing, and then Ezra walks in and it's the moment, whatever. But I was always just like, come on, Arya, just like snap out of it. And Noel is so cute. And like, and obviously, you have them together like, in the books.
Mm-hmm. He's being protective and sweet about Arya. He's being like the whole Ezra thing person. Initially. He was like, this is creepy that you're like,
you need
in
help,
the car
like,
making out with our teacher.
Like, yeah, he's like, let me get you out of here. Like, I can, you don't have to be stuck here. And so, curious on your thoughts of like the twist with making Noel evil. And also, I don't know if you remember he's beheaded. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I don't remember. I kind of remember that.
Oh my God.
It's truly shocking.
It's not even a Halloween episode. They go in this like what feels like a haunted house, and Noel's in there and he's being evil, and there's this knight in shining armor that they have like fall to the ground, and Noel falls on it and his head gets chopped on the axe on the ground, rolls down the steps like a bowling ball, and stops at Jenna Marshall's feet, and she
Jenna
has no
like,
idea
it
that
over.
It's him.
She like just thinks head. It's a bowling ball.
Because you can't see it. I was like, no way. That's how Noel Kahn just died.
That felt incredibly like Riverdale vibes. Like that felt like
God.
It didn't quite feel like something we typically see.
So thoughts on that? Thoughts on how they kind of took Noel and changed it a little bit? Like, what did you think?
I mean, I think it was fine. They changed Lucas too. Like I feel like a lot of those like B characters.
Yeah.
I'm happy they kept them at all.
Yeah.
Because some characters they didn't keep or added different ones or whatever. So it was fun when they would keep like some of them from the books. I forgot about that whole head thing. And the number of like gruesome deaths and like
oh my God.
People who end up in sort of, you know, institutionalized, you know, in the mental wards and like just so much trauma of this town.
The Emily storyline, I think, I don't know, like, and you'll have to, if you go back and rewatch the whole thing, you'll have to like text us instead of tweeting.
I know, text us
your thoughts.
I think I'm
like,
gonna start.
You should.
It's a good time. I mean, it's like a great fall
show,
of course.
Yeah.
But I feel like, what was I just going to say about, Emily. Yeah. We were trying to see like, okay, who do we think has the most trauma? Like who's really been through the most? And like, Emily and Hannah, I think are really up there for me. Like, I mean, the fact that Emily was like in, or her eggs being taken and then like put in Allie, but also, I mean, I was just like, it's just such another level.
Every time you try to like think about who has it the worst, it then somehow connects to something worse that happened to a different girl, and then it all ends up circling back. I think Arya, especially with the Liar's Lament thing, like Arya got out way easy. And Hannah had the opposite effect, and Allie. Like, they all, like, had to do turns over and, like, all these sorts of things. And Arya's like, well, I'm just going to – guys, it's actually pretty easy. Just join the A-team, and it won't be your turn. Right? Just do terrible things.
Join the bad guys. They will not try to hurt you, I learned. No, really. It's so true. And, like, I don't know. So, I guess – gosh, I keep, like, losing my train of thought. My question is sort of – in the Arya thing, did you ever think Arya was going to be A? Like, would you have wanted her to be A? Like, I don't know. Who did you think was going to be A?
In the books, no. Yeah. Because they were – that I wouldn't have liked – I feel like readers would not have been really mad at me. Just because, like, you're writing in their – you're writing in their voice, and, like, then they're just an unreliable narrator, and then that's, like, not satisfying. But, like – in a show, it feels a little different, and it could be interesting. Arya, she was the only one I could really think maybe could be.
Yeah, I think we agree on that.
Yeah, it didn't work for anybody else, but but I'm glad they didn't.
I think it would have taken away from the main. Mm-hmm. Like, theme and message of the show, which is that these girls are, at the end of the day, like, for all their faults, they do they are a good group of friends. Some better than others, which I guess I can't. Caroline and I we kind of have decided that we think Hannah is the best friend of all the girls, and Arya is the worst of the girls. And maybe what is your opinion on that? Hannah, to us, like, she never does anything wrong. I think the one faux pas we've ever seen Hannah do is in the finale.
Yeah.
And Arya, it's, like, every episode.
Arya just is, like,
back. Wait, what does Hannah do in the finale? What's the
faux pas? They're very small. We're being nitpicky.
Hannah brings Mona. Well, I don't know if this is that. She brings Mona to Arya's engagement party.
Rehearsal dinner.
Why did she do that?
Without telling them, I just thought it was a little bit like,
I'm like, you know, Arya's not gonna be cool about it.
What's your reasoning?
I think they were scared to leave her alone.
Like, babysitting. Like, we can't leave her alone there. She's gonna like get out again.
Okay.
Yeah. And Caleb's like, well, I don't know. Maybe if you're scared to leave her alone, we could have just like not had her live with us. But Hannah's like, that wasn't an option. Shut up.
I thought it was just taking her in. It was kind of
yes.
But I'm like, come on.
Like, I know that is that moment where it's just like. But
we
just,
see
like,
the good in her. Her friends immediately are like, why would you do that? But
here's why she would do it.
But now the Hannah of the books, though, and it is really the Hannah of the show. Like, she and Mona had this friendship and this sort of power dynamic. And, like, I could see... even in the books, Mona's dead, like Mona calling her up, like, I'm not dead. Yeah. Can I come and stay with you? No, I'm staying and meet you and like whatever. Yes. Like, I can see Hannah being like, so I get it. The engagement party. I mean,
but that's the only, other than that, we are fully like, she, her relationship with Mona is one of the main things about it, but it's with everyone. Arya with the whole, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time where Ella was dating this like young guy who worked at the brew, and he was weird. He like sexually harassed Hannah, and Hannah tried to tell Arya. Only she wasn't even like, Arya, feel bad for me. She was like, your mom can't marry this guy. He's a bad guy.
I have to tell you. And like, Hannah's worn up.
Goes off.
Arya's like, I didn't know you were such a slut, Hannah. Like, Arya literally is like, sounds like a you problem.
Sounds like you were
trying to take my mom's man. Like, she just totally. And it's like, Arya, what? But we should have expected her to be on the wrong side of her story, because obviously she's with Ezra, but still.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 Road Warriors. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have some names on your nice list, don't freak. Uncommon Goods makes your holiday shopping stress-free and filled with joy. There are literally thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts, so you can be sure your gifts will make the special people in your life so happy. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the U.S. They highlight independent artists and small businesses, so your gifts will always feel personal and never rushed or last minute. Like this handmade glass Santa figurine I found, crafted by Tony Chirico. This is the perfect gift to add to my mom's Santa collection. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast. That's uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I think Hannah, yeah, she just gets pushed around by her friends, right?
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Which kind of tracks. I mean, that is Hannah.
It's still who
she is. I've always loved Hannah. She was always my favorite.
She's the one who shows up. She's the one who forgives. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she will get in Arya. And it's kind of two camps in this friendship, this friend group. It's Emily and Hannah will show up for you no matter what. Yes. Even if they're mad at you.
Right.
Arya and Spencer, they'll show up for each other. For they sure. might not show right. up for the other.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Sarah, do you ever watch, this is, well, it's not unrelated, but it is. Do you ever watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City or any sort of Real Housewives show?
I have not lately. Mm. I watched New York and Beverly Hills. I watched Orange County like a million years ago. Salt Lake City, I have not.
Oh, if you have the time.
Really?
Oh my God. You wouldn't believe it.
It's actually what really got, well, I think Beverly Hills is what got us into Housewives, but for a lot of people, yeah. like Salt Lake is the entry point because it's just... Oh. There's only six seasons, but compared to the others, it's mm-hmm. not as much. And like, there's not a dud episode. Every single episode, I mean, it's like Pretty Little Liars. Every episode is like, you can't believe that there's more that they could
and
put in there,
but there is.
And they're real. And the relationship in Phoebe, you'll get this, but I feel like the relationship between Meredith Marks and Lisa Barlow is akin to the relationship
with
Spencer
Arya.
Where
Arya and Spencer are like,
you know?
They're like, we can have our problems with each other, but we're never going to deal with them in front of the rest
of
the group.
Other people. Right. Like, we're going to
we'll deal with
it.
Them on our own. Whereas Hannah and Emily, like, they have no problem fighting. And they don't really fight with you. Emily's not really a fighter, but, like,
if
they
like
have
sisters,
an issue.
Honestly, the way
they're
just,
not
like...
trying to mm-hmm. conceal it from the rest of the group.
Right.
Whereas Spencer and especially Arya is like, no one needs to know what problems I have. Like, everything
yeah.
in my life is perfect.
Arya's like, I don't trust any of you guys. Like, everyone wants a piece of this. Totally. I don't know. Anyway, so if you do watch Salt Lake.
I will have to watch.
It's crazy.
Okay,
so we're gonna keep moving along. Some questions, just that I wanted to ask because I'm going through my notes. So... We have created some little inside jokes along the way that while we've been watching this show, and our listeners really like that we world build a lot. So, like, obviously, you created this world for all of us to sort of play in, and along the way, we just added in a lot of things. And so, we'd love to just get your take on some of these things, and maybe you'll be like, "Oh my God, that was almost a storyline," and and we'll find out that way. But one of them is that. And I don't know if you're a fan of Wicked, but there's a scene where Ella Montgomery and Arya are having, it's right when Ella moves out and she's like painting and she's like finding herself and she's leaving Byron and she's like all this green paint on her hands. And we just get this one shot of like her hands being like,
her hands are fully green.
Like they're stained. And we just kind of went on this tangent where like she's actually playing Elphaba in a community theater version of Wicked. And that's like, that's what she's doing. She's moonlighting as the Wicked Witch of the West. And I don't know. I mean, has Ella Montgomery in your mind, like, just does that jog any memory for you of like her a past that she had in musical theater? Like, does that sound like a pretty real possibility? Just wasn't acknowledged.
It could. Ella was always an artist, but like
maybe not a singer. I don't know. Like, what do you
like, I mean, maybe not an Elphaba. A part of her. Of her story, but I like that. They were always very open, the Montgomery family, to, you know.
Oh yeah. It stressed me out how open they were.
Well, I loved that line, that line in the finale where they are getting, they're getting dressed for the wedding and Pam comes into the dressing room and Arya and her are talking and she calls her Mrs. Fields almost with an eye roll. Like she almost calls like, her Mrs. Fields. And Mrs. Fields goes, "I think it's time
you can call me Pam.
Yeah.
And Caroline and I were both like, Arya definitely internally was like,
been calling
her Pam.
Been calling
you Pam. You're my peer. Not my superior.
I think Arya fully believes that. She's been calling everyone by their first names.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so true. Right.
Oh yeah, she's like, we're on the same level. Okay, so that was one. Then we also were kind of like discovering there seemed to be some like portals in Rosewood, like maybe a portal to New York, like a portal to Philadelphia. Like, I'm like, we live in Pittsburgh, so we understand that Philadelphia is not just like a quick little jaunt and whatever, but they can be in Philadelphia, New York, Rosewood in
Pittsburgh,
one day.
Sometimes, no problem.
I mean, the Philly area, like, you can be in Philly pretty fast. If you're living in the main line, you can get on the train and you can be in Philly pretty fast. You can be in New York pretty fast.
Okay. Sarah's like, no, girls, you're just not going fast.
Yeah, but I agree. I mean, and then we're in the books too, where, like, you know, they'd be in Philly and like, they'd be in New York, and then A would be in New York.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, the one episode like, that really got us with this, we're like, where is this portal? Like, it's into the Fitzgerald Theater. It's the one where like they all go to New York and Ezra.
Right, when they find Allie and Shauna dies and all that sort of thing. It's when Arya gets the skin of the killer. That's another little piece of lore we have is like every time one of the girls, I think Emily's the first one to kill
someone.
Emily's
the first killer, yeah.
And she starts acting different. And we call that like, they got the skin of the killer.
She's got the skin of a killer
and
now.
And for Arya, when she gets the skin of the killer, it's definitely everybody's issue more than it is when the other girls kill people because she's like fully watching the funeral of the person killed.
In the computer lab. It's cool. She's literally watching the live stream of the funeral in the computer lab at school, like full volume, crying, wearing a hat. And we're like, girl, you are drawing attention to yourself. You want everyone to know
about
this.
Weren't close. People were going to ask questions.
Arya's like, every time, once Arya kills someone, she's like, nobody understands me. And Emily's like, I do. Like,
I've also
killed someone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time. But I feel like it's not, I don't know. Why do I feel like it's not like that in the books as much? Like, I feel like Arya's so much more.
No, I mean, I like it though in the show. I do think it's funny. Like even in the finale when like you're seeing all the sex scenes and then all of a sudden Arya's just crying and she's just like,
oh, yeah, and there we go.
The same thing.
I had to rewind it because I'm like, did she find an A note? Like what's going on here?
She finds centermost part of the Lost Woods Resort where she is certain everybody will be able to hear her crying.
Of her crying in the middle of the night.
She's like, I want everyone to come to me.
Yeah, she's like, everyone's getting busy and we need to wrap this up. She's like, literally waiting for them to come check.
I loved in the finale, she also, when Toby comes in and tells them all, like, Spencer has a twin. At first, he's talking about when Spencer kissed him goodbye and he was like, and I thought that was weird because I have a fiance and we're like moving out and all this stuff, and Arya goes, okay, what does this have to do with Ezra?
Like, Ezra's now left her daughter. She's like, anyway, she's like, I don't care
he's
about
probably getting him. There girl.
Yeah, she's killing so Arya. Okay, maybe our favorite piece of lore that we created, and
this one
really
might take a second for you to process.
Well, more than the wicked one, I don't know. This one is, we just, and I, Phoebe, I don't really know when it came to be, so maybe you want to talk about it.
Are we talking about the same one? Probably
Memily.
Yeah. Memily.
Yeah, of course.
We at one point, I think it's when they're trying to figure out who killed Cece, was when we realized this about Emily and Melissa.
And we learned,
is that they have a sordid past.
They maybe had a tryst, a romantic tryst or something, because the passion that Emily feels towards Melissa
is one only a scorned lover could feel.
Oh my God. Emily, like, is on Melissa's trail all the time. Like, she wants to go in her room and go through her stuff. She wants to, like, she's like, back to Melissa. Melissa's got to be A. Like,
she's always like, where is Melissa?
Where's Melissa?
Spencer, if you had to guess, like, where do you think I could find her?
Yeah, like Emily, why didn't you talk to Melissa so bad? Like, have you, okay, you guys, and what a crazy ripple that is. So I imagine you probably knew about it, but just wondering, like, thoughts on Memily. She said, love that.
We had them, I think, we did a whole Patreon episode.
We did an entire episode.
People kind of liked that we
were. People were like, we need to hear more about Memily. And we were like, right, there's so much more.
when did Memily happen? When do we think this is like?
We think there was a time when Emily was there. We get this scene between Hannah and Melissa in London, and they meet in the bathroom. and they're like screaming at each other, like, which is weird, a weird Melissa dynamic.
And Hannah.
Yeah, well, though this actually happens in the show. This is a thing. And then we were like, okay, Emily's actually on that trip to visit Hannah, and she is in the bathroom hearing that Melissa's having troubles with Ren. And then
Emily's like,
and then Emily like shows up at Melissa's door, or Melissa shows up at Emily's door, and they're like, oh my goodness.
There's, you know, I'll be honest, Sarah, there's like not really that much evidence that we use to come up with this. We just,
we never
like,
need
we
that
caught
much.
A vibe.
We just need a little moment, and then we're there.
We just caught a vibe with it.
Now I can rewatch from the beginning
and
be looking with
and
eye
think
for
about
this.
Yes, it's exactly what we wanted.
That's all we could ever want. Yeah. That's all we could ever dream of.
I mean, there should be like a college course on Pretty Little Liars. And
there
can be, like,
should be,
you know. Literary theories based, you know, and you can watch it based on your, you know, your feminist reading or your Memily interpretation.
Yeah, they're like, we're all like, you weren't reading between the lines. You guys didn't find
you guys didn't
this
pick
inference.
Up on that? Crazy.
You shouldn't be literature majors if you didn't.
I mean, I would love to write a paper on that.
Okay. Well,
that's like basically we realized that we could
call her up.
We could just make the Patreon episodes us basically doing oral arguments for this, because it would, we would just be like, okay, yeah. And then in this scene when this thing happens and they're all talking about who killed Cece, at one point Arya and Spencer go outside and start arguing about like, why is Emily so obsessed with Melissa, and like, why?
Yeah,
totally.
Like Arya's like, Spencer, I think it's weird. Like something must have happened. And yeah,
and that's really why Hannah gets so mad at Melissa, because Hannah's like, "You look what you did, my friend. Like you broke my heart." And so Hannah's
and Spencer's
like,
really weird about
back.
It.
Spencer's like, "Emily, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to know anything about you and Melissa. Like, oh my god, like I just walked in on you kissing one time, like at a sleepover, and I thought that I was dreaming, you know, like just things like that." Anyway, so we had a lot of those. Another thing we would say all the time, and this I feel like you will totally get, is that like Spencer, we would put her in crate time, or we'd be like, she really needs crate time, and like. When our mom's dogs were being trained, they were learning about crate time. And they're like, you know, animals actually, like, dogs really need it and love it. It's when they can take off their worker cap and they can really just be off duty, which is so cute. And we were like, Spencer, somebody who, like, we need to physically put her in crate time so that she can just, because she, like, she just goes off the rails if she doesn't have
and
it.
And I think that's why Toby works for her, like, as her, yeah, as her partner. Okay. Because he's like, Spencer, you need to, like, chill out, which is why when Alex comes into the hotel room for them to hook up and he's like, she says, you're having coffee at this hour, Toby should have
be
been
up
like
all night.
That's weird.
I know.
This is like your decaf.
Toby would have been like, Spencer would never say that, you know. I thought it was weird that Toby didn't pick up on it, which is actually why I'm glad they didn't have the show end with Toby and Spencer fully together, because it's like, I feel like if I'm Toby, I need some time to like heal from
being taken advantage
of.
The coffee, that moment was not Spencer. I can't remember.
No, it was Alex.
It was Alex coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, really creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they, two times.
Oh,
later.
Toby.
I know. And I'm like, how did you
where Caroline's coming from?
No. Because how did Jenna know? And you didn't know. Like you were.
Yeah. And a horse.
Yeah, exactly. And a horse. Exactly. It took the horse for Toby to realize it wasn't her. We just have some fan questions that they sent in. So, okay, the first one is, this one, a lot of people were talking about this, that they really, really love, I think her name is Cassandra Morris, who did the first 8 audiobooks, and then there aren't audiobooks for the rest of the books, and they're all like, this is our chance to tell Sarah how badly we want more audiobooks, and we want Cassandra to be the person doing them. Like, would that ever happen? So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but we gotta do our listeners.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, guys, we can see it. She is actually writing this down.
I actually have seen that question maybe on Instagram or something. I mean, I usually don't have that much to do with audiobooks, but like, why they only did the first 8, I am really not.
Yeah, I know, it's interesting.
Because there are quite a few more. I
love them.
I will ask.
Oh, okay, guys, look at that. Yes, for
sure.
There's
totally a demand for them. I'm surprised, like, nobody has, or maybe they're not allowed to do that. You're probably not allowed to do this. Just, like, on YouTube, just read the book.
I know. We're like, don't look at our podcast. We've been doing that. Just kidding. But I guess you can't
do that.
I know. Okay. But they really, really like, and they like that girl. So.
Yeah, she is a good voice. She's a good voice for it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So, some of the books, there have been some updates that people have noticed. Like in one of them, I think Hannah's hair goes from being brown to blonde, or there might be little like tech things. Like, can you talk a little bit about that? It's okay if you can't.
So a few years ago, I don't remember when it was, but it was definitely a few years ago. An editor at HarperCollins, and I don't know who decided that this was going to happen. I think they were like doing new covers.
Yeah,
and while
yeah, yeah.
they were doing new covers, which I don't like those new covers.
Oh, we're like, you have to go on eBay to get the old ones. They're so good.
Yeah,
I mean, those are so like ingrained in my brain.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what. Why didn't you just keep the old?
They're so iconic, but.
Yeah. So anyway, they said, while we're repackaging this, do you want to like, go through an update? And I was sort of divided because I was like, okay, I mean, they are talking on Blackberries and like,
yes, yes,
know, little flip phones,
which I adore,
and like Instagram or not Instagram, AOL Instant Messenger, and like, you know, 2005 tech.
Yes.
And, you know, and like making references to like, there was a reference to Donald Trump in book one, and I could not believe it. Like just being a rich guy.
Yeah,
it
was like the
world.
Yeah,
we were living in.
Totally.
Oh right, wasn't it like about golf or something? It was like.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I can't remember. But I was like flipping through the book a while ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, right.
Oh my god, wow.
Yeah, but like you know, a lot of the music, a lot of the brands, like a lot of the things, and you know, so. I don't know if I actually had a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had to.
Right.
But I was not, I felt kind of weird about it. And like, then it moved into the territory of like, oh, well, this is sort of not a very nice thing for A to say. Like,
right.
Or like, this is not a very nice thing for this to say. Like, it moved clearly in.
That's
from
a good point.
The aughts
it's
to like
sanitizing it a bit.
Well, and you start thinking about it, you're like, oh, well, should I also mess with this? Should I mess? Like, when you revisit it in that
way.
Honestly,
I wish I wouldn't have touched it at all, actually, because now it's just funny that they're
right. But at the time,
it's kind of like a, exactly.
Like, it's also, it holds up. And that's what I was thinking, like the very last scene of the finale being this full circle moment where they recreate the barn scene with Sydney Sweeney as Spencer and all the, you know, the new girls or whatever. And I was like, the thing at the end of the day, this story and the world of Pretty Little Liars will never not work because they're always going to be, it's just like with Mean Girls and the Queen Bees and Wannabes kind of you know, thing. It's like, we're going to have this trope forever. There are always going to be the girl that is so mean and no one can figure out why you're loyal to her and you can't figure it out either, but you can't help it. Like,
and
that's always going to be a story.
To the to the things, if you're trying to sanitize the things that A would say to certain people, it's like, well,
A's
those things
guy.
Are still being said,
you know,
even if
guy.
It's even if it's not what you should. That's the point. You shouldn't be
that's
saying those things, but
the
example
point.
Still is there. But yeah, it's really what's well, it's changed our lives,
there.
And so thank you for that. And
one more question is just I wanted to see like your thoughts on a movie. Your thoughts on I know they were all kind of following it around that they'd love to do it, like. Would you be down? Would you want to get involved? Like, how? What does that make you feel?
That'd be so fun. I would love that. I would love if the original characters came back. Not necessarily guys. I mean, they
the
girls.
You can leave it, but the girls.
Well, kind of like a Sex and the City movie. Like,
just
see what the girls are up to.
Yeah, I didn't care about the boys in Sex and the City.
There's Caleb has the one line in the finale where he's like, I feel like a passenger in this marriage. I'm like, okay, and you are like, hello.
Caroline said, and you're lucky to be in the car.
And you're
at
lucky
all.
To be in the car at all. Like, exactly. But anyway,
their stories don't matter. they really don't. They really don't. But I think that'd be so fun. But I think, you know, I think it would. For it to work, I feel like it would have to be in the same vibe as the show.
I think a little
cheesy, like campy, you know, kind of over the top. And I think that's what, I mean, it's funny you mentioned Sex and the City because like that's so much about friendship and like very strange costumes and, and like romance and like just, yeah, but mostly like the friendship dynamics and right. stuff like that. And
it's very similar, just without the stalking and the murder and the all that. Yeah, they're very similar.
It really is. And like I watched their whatever it was, the Unjust Like That. Was like not as crazy about it.
Yeah, I was trying to modernize it a bit.
They tried to modernize it, but like again, sex is like the old episodes are really actually funny. They're funny.
Yes. Oh my god. Like, yes.
Seriously, they're like very charming. Yes. And like the new series, yeah, it tried to be too many things. It tried to like appease too many people and like whatever. But also, it just like didn't have that energy. And you know.
I think you're so right about if there's a Pretty Little Liars movie, it needs to have that feel. Like the first couple seasons where it's just like that.
Shot on film. Oh my goodness. With that like warmth.
The nostalgia of that. And so I feel like we need to get you like in the writer's room. We need to get you on set. We need to get you involved with this movie. Like for sure. The project. And it seemed like all the girls were like down for it. So we're going to start putting this into the universe.
It seems like they're all kind of coming back into this. Not that I feel like any of them were ever jaded about it at all, but like sometimes that can happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like recently you've seen Ashley Benson and Tyler Blackburn
hanging out all the time.
They're all kind of engaging with Pretty Little Liars in a way that is like, it's sweet and to see them like reflect fondly on that time of their life.
Yes. For a lot of them, it was their first big job. I mean,
oh my god!
You know, and like, and I bet that was really strange then to be kind of tied down to something for 7 years. Because like, there were a lot of episodes.
Oh my god! So
it was like 26.
Many. Yeah,
it was crazy. It was crazy.
I miss it. Now we get like 10 from each show. If we're lucky. It's just. I know, it's so true. And it feels like in the thick of it when they're also, they've talked about like, you know, the show is called Pretty Little Liars and it's like, we've got the prettiest girls we could find and we put them all here and we're, and it's like, it's not a competition, but when you put four or five girls next to each other, people are going to be a certain way. And I feel like it would be impossible, like as they're growing up and going through those times in their lives, it'd be impossible not to like, when you're in the midst of it, feel like you're actually like in high school and I can't wait to move on.
It's like they're like,
yeah.
And then looking
interesting
back,
dynamics.
Like,
yeah,
for sure.
None of it felt that serious. You know, you look back and you're like, whatever drama there was, like it just, it's unimportant now. But anyway, well, I know you have to go. Thank you so much for doing this. We have been like dreaming about digging into this with you since we finished it. And just can't thank you enough for like being such a friend of the pod, a supporter of the pod.
Oh my God,
it's like a pinch us moment when we get to see that you reposted something or like getting to just text with you or something. Like it's really awesome. So thank you for being so awesome with this whole thing. It's been really awesome. I'm so sad that we're like saying goodbye to the show. I mean, goodbye for now, but we're finished it, which is crazy, and now we're getting to kind of talk about all of it. So just thank you so much for
making the time.
It really means a lot to us.
Well, I'll let you know if I'm gonna do a rewatch myself.
Please let us know. And you know, we're putting Pretty Little Liars down for a moment, but if you rewatch it and you're like, okay, we gotta talk, you just call us. We will get on the horn and we will talk about it. When we told them we were having you on the pod the first time, but let alone like the second time we have more people listening, they're like, oh my God, like they cannot believe it. And you're just like, you're so down to earth, but gosh, you don't have to be. You are like so cool and created this world that everyone knows about. Like that has to just be the coolest
Noah
thing.
Cyrus just posted a couple months ago, watching like she's doing her rewatch. Like,
yeah,
it's monoculture.
Miley Cyrus's sister.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I know. Like
I love
people
that.
Love it. Love that.
It's
show.
Great. No, I think I will.
All right, we're gonna let you go. Thank you so much, Sarah. Yeah, have a great rest of your week and we'll send you the episode when it's out.
I can't wait.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.